This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. After building a 13-point second-quarter lead, the Minnesota Lynx went ice cold. They were outscored by Indiana 34-7 over a stretch just before and just after halftime. The visiting Fever went on to win the WNBA Commissioner's Cup at the Target Center last night, 74-59. Minnesota head coach Cheryl Reeves says Indiana deserved to win it.
They just sort of beat us to spots. We didn't have our usual sort of fortitude, fight, and response to physicality. They beat us. Give them credit.
Alana Smith scored 15 to lead the way for Minnesota, who will host Washington tomorrow night in Minneapolis. Twins pitcher Joe Ryan worked seven innings of one-run ball last night, but lost. Miami beat Minnesota 2-0 in Florida. The Minnesota offense had nothing for Miami starter and winner Edward Cabrera, Twins manager Rocco Baldelli.
We just had to make something happen. You know, they got their good swing, their important swing. We didn't end up with enough of that. And he had good stuff. You know, Cabrera threw the ball very well.
Game two of the series is tonight. The Twins have dropped three in a row. The AAA Saints got a win last night in game one of their six-game set at Gwinnett, the final 4-2. The Wild continued to construct their offseason roster, yesterday signing centerman Nico Sturm to a contract. He can be a center and a faceoff guy, and he's excited to be back now in Minnesota.
Excited that I didn't have to wait till second, third, fourth day of free agency to find a team. Full circle moment for me coming here, and first and foremost for me, another chance hopefully in the next 2 years to compete in the Stanley Cup playoffs and bring that elusive cup to Minneapolis.
He won the cup with the Panthers this past season. The team also traded for former All-Star Vladimir Tarasenko, who's also happy to be joining the Wild.
It's very exciting. I know it's, you know, I still need to come and win my spot. It's not like something guaranteed, but I'm very excited about the opportunity, and I have a really good conversations with Bill and John, and like I said, I'm looking forward to coming and help the team as much as they can.
This is MNN Sports.